Hello, everybody. Hi, all tonight. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondogger.
Now there's another group of morons running around in the outfield.
And the river, just depending on what day you were there, it was flowing orange, red, and just all, it was almost an alien environment.
Welcome to the Cleveland History Project here on the Illuminati Social Club. I'm Jason from Cleveland. Being from Cleveland, there's one question more than any other that I have been asked.
You're from Cleveland? Didn't Lake Erie start on fire once?
That question, or some variation, is one that I have been asked many times during my travels. There are two things wrong with it, though. Number one, it wasn't Lake Erie. It was the Cuyahoga River. And it didn't start on fire once, but at least 13 times since 1868. The Cuyahoga River was one of the most polluted rivers in the country due to the lack of environmental regulation and the fact that Cleveland was an industrial center in the country. Couple that with the lack of waste disposal, and you have a recipe for a disaster. The 1969 fire was not the costliest or the deadliest. There are no actual photos of that fire, since it happened on a Sunday morning, was put out in less than 30 minutes, and caused about $100,000 in damage to two train bridges. The costliest fires would be 1952 and 1912. The 1969 fire, though, would have the greatest impact on the country as a whole, but more on that later. Founded in 1797, Cleveland was, for its first 40 years, a center of commerce and an agricultural village manufacturing food products and farming tools. It was with the completion of the Ohio and Erie Canal that Cleveland started its journey into industrialization. By the mid-1830s, the city had four iron foundries and several other factories under construction, among them the Cuyahoga Steam Furnace Company, which was able to make iron from resources transported by the canal. The Civil War caused the biggest change when much of the remaining agriculture business was closed down and heavy industrialization began to take over. Iron and steel production was one-fifth of the city's manufacturing base. Clothing, tooling, oil refining, chemical manufacturing, paint, and electrical all found a place in Cleveland. The story of Cleveland's industrial growth and dominance is a fascinating story in and of itself, but outside the scope of this program. Needless to say, this growth was a boon to the economy, but it was also the driving force behind the environmental issues. The Cuyahoga River was the biggest victim of this industrialization. Thanks to a thick, tarry layer of pollution that floated atop, the river became a tinderbox. A spark from anything could set it ablaze. And that's just what happened. 13 times. In 1881, Mayor Rensselaer R. Herrick said that the river was an open sewer through the center of the city. Industrial waste, sewage, and chemical waste were dumped into the river, which made it uninhabitable for fish and aquatic plants, and of course, also made it flammable. The river would burn 13 times in a period of about 100 years. Four of those took place in a period of 12 years, from 1949 to 1961. Efforts to clean up the region's waterways began in the early 20th century with the construction of three wastewater treatment plants, with the first completed in 1908 and the third completed in 1928. In 1967, Cleveland had elected an environmental advocate and the first black mayor of a major city. He fought to clean up the river. About a month after the 1969 fire, Time magazine published a story about the fire, and because there were no photos, and possibly taking some journalistic license, published a photo from the 1952 fire. Remember, that was the costliest. Whether this was the spark, pun intended, needed to effect changes, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act were enacted. Locally, the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District was formed and would assume responsibility for the wastewater treatment plants. They were given authority to clamp down on businesses that dumped waste into the waterways. Since 1969, there have been no more fires on the Cuyahoga River, with one minor, non-environmental exception in the summer of 2020. Naturally. A multiple vehicle accident involving a fuel tanker resulted in a small fire that was quickly put out. No, my dear, the natural state of the Cuyahoga River is not on fire. According to the USA Today 10 Best, the Cuyahoga River is the best urban kayaking spot in 2021. The river that was once the butt of jokes and seen as a symbol of environmental neglect is now a symbol of success. Sources for this episode come from Case Western Reserve University Archives, the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District Medium blog at neorsd.medium.com, from Cleveland Plain Dealer Archives, and a special thank you to Doc Pinko, Steve Cloutier, for supplying the question for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that you've learned a little more about the Cuyahoga River. Thank you for joining me, and join me again in 2 weeks when we talk about 10 Cent Beer Night.